Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Everybody, welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. And we are more than delighted to join you here on this Thursday evening here in Las Vegas. We're coming to you live. Today is, October 17th? And so we are coming to you live from the just, so pleasant, wonderful weather and atmosphere of Las Vegas here. I need to get over myself, shouldn't I? But I just so love living here now. I just got here. I think I'll be like this even after the new car seal wears off. I'll still love it. But anyway, we have a really fun show for you right now, starting right now. We really do. If you are a football fan, you are more than familiar with the name Cole Beasley. Yeah, he's a very talented starting wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. And before that, he spent 7 seasons with the Dallas Cowboys. This is I'm from Texas, so I know about how important football is to Texas and places like Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama. Oh, it's just, football is just like, yeah, okay. It's everything. So now Cole is a Buffalo Bill player, and Bills, I should say, plural. And he's doing quite well with the team. Right, as of right now, they're 4-1. Lots of talent this young man has on the playing field. But, check this out. What's so surprising to so many of his football fans is that Cole Beasley is also a very talented hip-hop recording artist. Yes. In fact, there are some people who often refer to him as the Eminem of the NFL because of the success he's been having within recent years as a hip-hop recording artist. And listen, this is not some hobby. Now, you know how some athletes, you know, they'll get into music because it's, you know, they've got so much. They just say, I think I'll do music just to be doing something. No. Cole is very, very serious about his music. In fact, last year he told TMZ Sports this quote right here. Check this out. Quote, I am a rapper who just happened to play football, unquote. Yeah, that's what TMZ Sports said. But, you know, people who really have been following his career, his friends, his fans and such, family, Cole has been into hip-hop music ever since he was in high school and during his college days, especially at SMU. And people, fans, the public, and the music industry, they are now taking Cole quite seriously about his music and his love and his talent to do hip-hop music. Last year, Cole had a 13-track rap album titled The Autobiography. And guess what? That joker hit the top 20 on iTunes. So, yeah, you can't get any more serious than that. The public called his producer is Faz Clark of Faz Nation. Yeah, they are taking him very, very seriously. And last Friday, October 11th, I believe, Cole released a remix single of Post Malone's smash hit Wow. And that single went viral before the end of the day. Yes, it did. The remix of Post Malone's Wow. And you can take a listen to Cole's remix on YouTube. We have the link there on our show page. Just go check it out. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. And now, it brings us to right this very minute. In just about maybe a week and some change, Cole Beasley will be releasing his second full album. and he's here to talk about this upcoming new album. He's very excited about it. He wants to talk about his music, and maybe, just maybe, I can squeeze in a little bit of football questions or two. We're going to try. But mainly, he really wants to talk about his music, and so we're going to follow the rules and talk about music. But first, before we bring Cole on, let's take a listen to a portion of his remix version of Cole, Post Malone's single, and Cole did a remix on it, the Wow single. Let's take a listen at it right now. Okay, that's just a preview. If you'd like to hear the entire remix in its entirety, go to YouTube. And we have the link right there. Just click on our link, and it'll take you straight to Cole Beasley's remix version of Post Malone's Wow. So now let's bring on our chat with Cole Beasley. Let's bring it up. Let's do it right now.
Here you are. You know, you're a star football player in the NFL. And underneath all of that wide receiver talent, you've got this music talent buzz going on. How long have you been into hip-hop music like this, or just music in general?
I've been into hip-hop forever. Since I was probably second grade is my, first time of actually getting into it. My brother had this boombox that just kind of lit up, and he had curtains over the, blankets over the, blankets over his window to make it real dark in there, because he's 6 years older than me, so he was probably, probably 16 at the time. So he was in there sleeping all day, his little boombox that would light up. I'd sneak in there and play the music that he had. And Tupac Cousin was the first, one of the first hip hop records that I ever really heard. And, and then that kind of developed a love for it. I don't know if it was one that just, I always wanted to be like Big Brother or whatever, but I took it to a whole new level and kind of really got into it, became a nerd about it, studied it, and then eventually I started kind of playing with it on my own in high school and middle school, just kind of with friends in a car. They turn on the beat and freestyling a little bit, but I don't even know if we had just instrumentals then. We would just rap over whoever was on the beat already, and it kind of just went from there. I went to college. I would get stipend checks since I was on a scholarship, and that's when I bought my first album, Studio One. Played around, figured it out, and then I got to the NFL. And that's when I got Pro Tools and really got serious about it. I just spent a lot of time just learning Pro Tools and trying to navigate, figuring out how to record myself, and I would just grab an instrumental off there somehow and put it on Pro Tools and just play around. And I just play around with it all day, and so I can kind of make it sound good. It's come a long way. It's pretty much self-taught, and I would just YouTube some videos and try to figure out how to do stuff here and there and learn the terminology, but most of it's self-taught, but it's definitely been a journey.
And so your first big debut single, 80 Strings, did remarkably well. I was just so impressed, and obviously the public was as well. And then we had the debut album, The Autobiography, which was produced, of course, by, your producer there, Faz. So now the two of you have teamed up for the latest upcoming album. So tell me about the upcoming album. Who's on it? Did you contribute to the writing of the songs? Or just tell me all about it.
As for anybody else being on it, I have no idea right now. I'm probably six songs into it. I've written everything I always do. Faz has asked me in the past if I was open to write or other people write for me. I'd be okay for like hooks and stuff, but I don't really feel like, I'll sacrifice like selling records or whatever, and just to write my own stuff, and because then it's more of an art form to me if I'm doing everything and putting everything that I'm feeling into the track, and that's really what it is for me. It's mostly kind of how I'm feeling and me just relaying the message through music. And you know, that's what's been the most fun for me. If I'm making a song that somebody else wrote for me, I don't feel like I would feel it, you know, and be able to do it like that and be able to sell it, because it's not really coming from me in the beginning. But really on this album, I wanted to sit back and really take my time. So I'm still I'm still young in the game and a rookie to this and still learning. So really it's really like with anything. I mean, to be good at anything, it's repetition, it's constant practice. And I feel like I really haven't had enough time to just sit back and practice due to, you know, doing football also at the same time and now having kids as well. So really just taking my time to work on my craft and get everything together. I don't want to rush anything out, put anything out too early. I introduced the world to me rapping, and that's what I wanted to do with my first album, but this one I really wanted to, you know, not be father sheep.
Now, you had a single that hit number 7 on the iTunes charts, which was really cool because you were a totally independent artist, and that's a big achievement in itself. And then a few days ago, you released a remix on Post Malone's Wow song. What is it about that song? Post Malone has so many good songs. What was it about that one that you liked so much?
At the time that it came out, you know, he actually had a line in there that was like Hail Mary, Dak Prescott touchdown or whatever. And that same, like, it came out just that week, and that same week, Dak hit me on a Hail Mary pass for a touchdown to win the game against the Giants. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. That definitely made it cooler, but I love the beat on that record, and I don't know, it's just something I can have fun with and get on and. I love all the Post Malone's records, so I really could have chosen any of them, but that one was more of one. He does a lot of singing and stuff on a lot of his songs, and I just wanted one where I could really rap on it. I felt like I'd get on that one pretty good.
Have you ever met him before?
Yes, yeah. Oh. Really good dude. Love hanging out with him and his family. I went to see him perform in Dallas. This last off season, and Taz was actually there, and we met up with him before and after the show. He's a really cool dude, really down to earth, and you know, it was fun to kind of see him as a person and not just the artist.
Well, you guys now, since you've met and kind of hung out, you guys need to team up and, you know, collaborate together.
Yeah, I think so too, but he's a busy man, he's doing his thing, so, and I mean, it's kind of hard to pull everybody from their own separate world, so maybe one day, but I still feel like I got a lot to prove until I really want to be on songs with other people like that, if anyway.
Are you finding that more people are surprised that you have such good talents in hip-hop music? And being a football player, are people more surprised about that, or are they more surprised that you're a white guy who can rap and play football, or is it one or the other, or both of them put together?
I think it's both of them put together a little bit, and I think I was the last person people expected to come out with a song or doing hip-hop, you know, at the time, and I really think that's why my first single kind of went the way it did, and, you know, obviously went to number 7 or whatever, but, I mean, the key that we're trying to do is get it to stay there, you know, I got there, then it went right back down, so, you know, I think it was a little bit of the wow factor and the surprise that kind of made that thing go, and, but now people know, and now it's on me to kind of push it forward and advance it to what I want it to be, and get people to really rock with it. And my first album, like people like they heard it, they could engineer the skill or whatever, but I don't feel like I put out something that could really stick and they could just play it every day, day in and day out, and really rock with it like that. So that's my next goal.
Well, I got a couple of last questions here. With you being a football player, you know there are going to be some football questions here. I mean, I see you're a Texas guy. You're a Little Elm. You're a Star High School player. You're SMU guy. You're Dallas Cowboys. You're just a Texas guy, 100%. I mean, if you cut, you probably would bleed barbecue sauce. You're such a Texas guy. So what was it like the very first time you put on a Buffalo Bills uniform? What was that like for you?
You know, it wasn't really anything crazy. I've lived in Texas all my life, but, as long as I have my family, wherever I'm at, I'm really good. And, really, in Dallas, it's more, I'm a Texas guy, but my family, we do a lot of hunting stuff. We go out in the boonies where nobody's at. I have 730 acres that my mom and dad live on now at a hunting ranch where there's nothing out there. There's no cell phone service, and that's like one of my favorite places to go the off season, and where I love being and just getting away. So what I'm trying to get at is Buffalo is a little more kind of my speed. It's not really a huge city. I'm on 5 acres out here. The weather in the off season is amazing. I know it's going to get bad here in a bit, but really playing in Texas wasn't the deal for me coming out either when I was a rookie. It was just getting a chance to play anywhere. If you're playing the NFL, you know, to me it doesn't really matter where I'm playing because I'm there and I'm playing against the best of the best, and that's always what I wanted to do as long as I can remember as a kid. So there wasn't really much different. I mean, once I put on the helmet, it's like I'm just in the helmet. I can't see the colors and everything that's on my jersey. I'm just have to be in the helmet playing football.
So just another day at the office with the helmet on.
Yeah, no question.
No question. And lastly, what is the culture like there for you playing with the Bills? Is it different? Is it relaxed? Is it fun? Or what is it like for you?
I think it's a little bit, it's hard to explain because I don't want to just say relaxed because it's like, that makes it seem like we don't work hard because we do. But I don't know, the overall personalities in the locker room are just more down to earth and laid back a little bit. You know, sometimes at the Cowboys with the star and everything, it seems a little corporate-y. There's always, I mean, guys are getting caught up in all the events that they have to do, and everybody's sitting here trying to better their image with this event or this event and plan the whole relationship deal. And, you know, I've never been a big, that's never been like super important for me to build relationships that I'm going to gain from. I feel like it's just more genuine here. You know, you make a relationship, it's a real relationship. It's not one that's like, hey, I'm meeting this person because they can help me with this. You know what I mean? So I feel like you get a lot more of that in Dallas, and it wasn't really my speed. And and there's a lot of guys here. I talked to my wife about this earlier. I still talk to a few teammates from Dallas, but I feel like there's more guys here that I will keep in touch with after I'm done playing because of the culture that's here and how it is. You know, so it's been great for me and my family. We love it. Kids have a billion friends to play with. It's like there's more kids here in Buffalo with my teammates and my coaches than there were in Dallas, and they're all like around the same age. Even the ones that are a little older can play really well with young kids. So my 4-year-old and my 2-year-old have been having a blast. My little one's too young to notice, but they've been having a great time.
And pretty soon, y'all get to experience a lot of snow, angels in the snow, sledding, all of that probably for the first time, especially for the youngest one. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's my 4-year-old. If he was ready for that, he said he was, so we'll see.
We'll see. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I'm waiting when you are.
Hey, okay.
Thank you again. Congratulations on the music, and we'll be cheering for you guys. You're 4-1, I believe, right now, and let's see what happens.
Okay, yeah, let's see what happens. They are, as we speak here, October 17th, they are 4-1. And, you know, New York, the state of New York is blessed to have three football teams. There is, of course, the Giants, the Jets, and the Buffalo Bills. And I'm sure you've heard this statement many times over the years, is that, you know, they often treat, the media, often treats the Buffalo Bills like the stepchild of the three NFL teams. It's like, always the Giants are first, the Jets are second, and, oh, yeah, yeah, Buffalo, right. But, hey, right now, Buffalo is really having an impressive season. So maybe this will be the year that the Buffalo Bills will show everybody what they are all about on the playing field. So look out, the rest of you opponents out there. And for those of you who are Cole Beasley fans, look out. New album will be dropping very, very soon. You can follow the success of his NFL career, his music career. Just go click on those links that you see on our show page right there. You see it, the Facebook page, just a start where you can go and get all kinds of pictures and fan gear and fan information. Everything is right there. And if you'd like to see the rest of the YouTube video that we played, like, what was it, like 10, 15 seconds of his remix of the Post Malone single, Wow. And you can see the entire video on the YouTube link that we have so conveniently provided for you. Why did we do this for you? Because we love you, and we thank you so much for supporting our podcast show that you've done since 2007. Yes, we've been here for a couple of minutes or so, and we thank you for it. You can go to our website, filmfestivalradio.com, drop us a line, info@filmfestivalradio.com. Okay. So thank you, Cole Beasley, for being our featured guest for this show, and we are right at the beginning of the weekend for this week, so all of you guys, get ready. Have a pleasant, fun, safe, restful weekend. And we will see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. So have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.